All right, here we go. Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour. Get ready for today's crazy strawberry letter. But up next, come on, nephew, what you got for the prank today?
Dr. Petrie, huh? I need some help. Dr. Petrie, I need some help. Run it.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dr. Petrie, please.
This is Dr. Petrie.
Dr. Petrie, my name is Jared. Jared, and I was hoping you could help me out with a problem that I have.
Okay, hello, Jared. I would love to help you out with a problem. Unfortunately, though,
you're Dr. Petrie, right?
I am, but this is my personal number. How did you get this number?
Somebody gave me this number so I could call you and try to get some counseling from you, because I'm really in a bad situation right now.
Okay, I can recognize that you're in a bad situation, but how did you get my number? This is my personal line. Who gave you my number?
Are you the doctor? You the counselor that help people with situations and problems and stuff, right?
Yes, I am, Jared. What can I do for you, Jared?
I got a problem that it seems like I'm just, you know, I've been married to my wife for 6 years.
Okay, wait, Jared. Now this, what you're about to get into, you want to go into a counseling session, and so in order to do that, I do that through making an appointment. So
I understand all of that, but you don't understand. What I'm trying to tell you is that I got a situation, and I know it's gonna happen again tonight, because it's been happening all the time. I just need some. If you could just give me a little bit of help. And then I'll come in next week. But I mean, I just need you to tell me how to handle my problem, and then I'll come in next week. I need this bad right
focus.
Now.
Jared, I need you to focus. Okay, I don't do this over the phone. However, it sounds to me like you really need
I need you. Can you be there for me just for a second?
Yes, I'm here right now.
I apologize for calling you and disrupting your weekend, but can you help me out?
Excuse me, I don't know what's going on. Someone gave this gentleman.
Hello?
Tell him I'll call him back.
Hello?
I'm here, Jared.
Is Dr. Petrie?
I'm here. Tell me what's going on, Jared. I'm here to listen to you.
Okay, listen. I've been married to my wife for like 6 years now.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is, but whenever we intimate, you know, I get scared, and I go into the closet, and I got a TV in there, and I watch old TV shows because I'm scared. I'm scared of the intimacy between me and her.
Okay. Jared, this sounds like a particular case. It's different from anything that I've experienced thus far. And I want to make sure that I address your concern.
Now we up in the big league, getting our turn at bat.
What?
Long as we live, you and me, baby,
Jared.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, because we're moving on up.
Oh, okay, Jared, focus. You called me, and you need me to help you.
I'll be going through it. It'd be bothering me.
Okay, Jared, what I need to do is I need to make sure
that 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock right through 3 and 4, when the band goes down,
okay.
Well, yeah,
hey, Jared, clock tonight. Breathe, Jared, breathe. Oh, my. How did you get my number? How did you get my personal number?
They gave me your number and said you would be the one that would take care of me.
Figure out what is really going on.
Hello?
I'm here. Okay, let's take a different.
And you knew where you were then. Girls were girls and men were men. Wishing we could use a man like Herbert Huber again.
Put yourself together. I want to help you. I want to help you, and I want to help your situation. I want to help you with your wife. But you called me. And I mean, if you're looking for a lifeline, for an anchor, I'm trying to be that.
I need you to help me. I need you to help me with my wife, because my wife is going to leave me if I don't quit doing this. Here's a story of a lovely lady.
Oh, Jared. Oh,
bringing up three very lovely girls.
Jared, my technique is a little bit different. It may be a little unorthodox.
If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The minnow.
Okay. Look here.
I need you to help me. Doctor.
I need to get you into my office. I need to schedule an appointment with you. You need to erase my personal number from your cell phone, because this is not how I operate.
Everybody knows your name.
Jared, focus, Jared, focus. there's a lot more going on here. For one, you're making
a lot of fun now with me and all the gang, learning from each other while we do our thing. Gonna have a good time.
You know what, Jared? My patience is fed up. I have no more patience with you. Now, I need you to stay focused and get it together. Why did you call me? How did you get my number?
Why are you hollering at me? You're supposed to be the doctor. You're supposed to be the doctor.
I am a doctor. Don't question my credentials, young man. You called me. I want to help you, but this has gone on too far.
Tommy gave me your number.
Tommy who?
Steve. You know Steve, don't you?
Now, look. I want to help you, but you are not allowing me to do so. So who is Tommy, who is Steven, and how did you get my number?
Steven is on the radio.
I don't know a Steven on the... Steven on the radio. As in, Steve, Tommy, on the radio. Oh, as in Tommy, nephew, Tommy.
Steven. Dr. Petrie, you have been pranked.
Oh, no, you didn't go. Oh, my God.
Do you have a colleague named Charles?
You know what? I'm going to kill. Ooh, look, I can't believe Charlie did this to me. Oh, my God. Do you know how much time I was?
Oh,
I got
God.
You got me flustered. I was recording you. I hope you know that.
Oh, I got to ask you something, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure. Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Man.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
I'm not even mad at this time.
Those are the facts of life.
I am. Poor Dr. Petrie.
Well, if you could bust out my song, Martin!
I know! Come on, Steve.
On some musical.
You proud of your nephew, Steve?
This ignorant ass fool. Just start busting out of them damn songs.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Oh, you crack it up, Steve. Leave me if I don't stop doing it. Now we up in the field.
Keep it stupid. Keep it stupid.
Oh, you do that.
Yeah. I run in a closet and look at old TV shows.
What you think, President and CEO of Team Tommy?
I think he's ignorant.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
That's a compliment, huh,
Appreciate
Tommy?
That's definitely a compliment.
Let me make this announcement. Jackson, Mississippi, I'm supposed to be there this weekend. The club is not opening this weekend. I was the grand opening this weekend, because that's how you grand open. You grand open with somebody like me, all right?
All right.
All right, that's how you open. Mm-hmm. But you stay tuned. I'll keep you posted on when the show will happen, but it's not happening this weekend. They working on some things, but nevertheless, the nephew is still coming. As soon as I let you know, I will be there.
All right, we'll be back. Strawberry Letter coming up next.